Upper90Studios.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. If you're struggling right now, you had a difficult start to the season, my goal for this video is to bring you right back where you need to be. It's okay to complain after a bad game week. I can help you if you need. What you don't want is to think, I made a mistake. How can I trust myself with future decisions? You have to rebuild your courage, and you do this by getting information on your weakest areas. I had no Manchester United players game week 2, so of course I was nervous, but I still watched that game and I took notes because I don't want to make decisions in the dark. Getting the right information lets you brush off the fear so you're able to take action. And that's my goal for this video. I'm giving you all my information, then it's up to you to decide whether you agree or you disagree before making your own decisions. So here we go, game week 2 review. 76 points, 17 points above the average. Sounds great on the surface, but my team's actually hanging on by a thread because I had 2 red cards this week. I can't even field 11 players game week 3. My bench is completely decimated. Check out my all-star bench. I remember it was around this time last year that an early wildcard sent my team in the downward spiral that took until December to recover from. I had 2 free transfers then, and I have 2 free transfers now. Before I take any action, I need information on key players. Son, 24 points, 4 goals, and he missed at least 3 or 4 big chances, which ended up costing him in the bonus point system. As mentioned on the previous video, Southampton played a high defensive line game week 1, which is a perfect match for Son on the counter. I also noted his scoring record against the Saints, 10 goals, 4 assists in 9 games. Mitrovic, 12 points. Leeds conceded from a set piece against Arsenal game week 1. No surprises from Scott Parker this time, and he scored twice. Maximum bonus points. But it could have been a hat trick. It was 4-3, and Fulham hit the post with Mitrovic. He throws himself at every cross. He gets so angry at his teammates if they don't pass it to him. He's always in the defender's face. And the referee finally had enough, and he booked them eventually. Either you love him, or you hate him. Son and Mitrovic had 4 shots on target game week 2. De Bruyne might have been the only other player to match him. I have to check his stats from the Wolves game, although you might not need stats to assess De Bruyne anyway. Danny Ings, 11 points. You give him a chance, he's going to score. I feel for Che Adams because he might have had even more chances to score in the first 2 games than Ings. It's that composure in the final moments that let him down. The question is the team's mentality because it's 3 games and 3 defeats. And by the way, I'm not happy with the goalkeeper McCarthy. I had my eye on Martinez at Aston Villa. The question is the timing with the fixtures. Aston Villa face strong attacking sides, although they have improved defensively since the end of last season. You probably noticed 4.5 million defender Konsa on my watch list since preseason. With other fires to put out, I'm probably going to give McCarthy another chance. Those on a wild card, they have other options. James Justin, 7 points, clean sheet, and assist game week 1, and he scores game week 2. Justin had more touches in the opponent's box than Jamie Vardy. Manchester City next, that's a tough one. But he might have opportunities to feed Vardy if Nathan Ake is injured. He looked to be struggling with a hamstring problem in the second half. Alexander-Arnold, 7 points. Yes, it helped that Chelsea were down a man, but he was much better at both ends of the pitch. I've only seen 45 minutes from Thiago, but I'm thinking about how Liverpool are building and creating more through the middle and what it could mean for the wide players. I'm hoping it's going to open up even more space for Trent and Robertson on the wings as opponents are drawn to the playmaker in the middle. It's something to keep an eye on. Timo Werner, 2 points, blanked, but I'm looking at the performances, not the points, and I thought he was Chelsea's best player. Down a man, he never stopped running at defenders. Fabinho did a great job containing him this time. Werner, he should have had an assist because he earned another penalty, and I understand Jorginho taking him because of his record. Werner might not even need penalties anyway because he looks so determined to get that first goal, and he faces West Brom next, who have now conceded 8 goals in the first 2 games. Suchek, 2 points, had chances to score, but he didn't, and his price is close to dropping. I still like Suchek, and Moyes, he seems to love him, but I might have found another player with a higher scoring potential in this position. The reason why I found this new player is John Egan, negative 2 points. He was lucky not to get sent off in the first game. 12 minutes into game week 2, straight red card. It's frustrating because I can remember his goals hurting me last season, and this season, after I bring him in, negative 2 points after the first 2 games. That red card completely changes my plans because now I'm short a player game week 3. My original intention was to sell Aubameyang for De Bruyne game week 3 because of the fixture swing for Arsenal. I wanted to watch Manchester City play before making a decision. It was the same with United. I wasn't sure if Pogba and Greenwood would start and how that might impact their attack potential. De Bruyne and City were awesome in the attack against Wolves, and one of the 2 free transfers is definitely KDB. So what's the plan for game week 3? I didn't plan on selling John Egan before Leeds United Game Week 3. Now he's banned for that game. Then Sheffield United's fixtures turn for the worse when he returns. So he's going to have to go. That's two red cards in one game week. Sometimes I make impulse transfers. They come off. Sometimes they don't come off. And I did something on Saturday. I used one of my free transfers to bring in Calvert-Lewin before the price rise. I sold Ings before he scored a brace. I was trying to hold off as long as I could, but I just couldn't help myself. My concern with Ings is the team, if they're overly dependent on Ings, to bail them out. Everton, they have James Rodriguez, Lucas Digne, Richarlison. Of course, Calvert-Lewin is playing with so much confidence, as he showed with a hat-trick. They also have a top manager, Carlo Ancelotti, who has a history of developing top strikers. DCL is learning from the very best. That's how I'm justifying it. One transfer done on Saturday, which is super risky. I was almost hoping Man City wouldn't play well, so that I could save another transfer, not get KDB for Aubameyang, but KDB was a beast. So he comes straight into my team. My team looked like this after KDB and DCL. Of course, John Egan was sent off. Now I'm down a player, two free transfers gone already, and there are midweek games to come. So it's a calculated risk because I'm looking at which teams are playing midweek and which may rest their starters. That's going to factor into my transfers. At first, I was looking at Wolves with Saiss at the back. And Wolves had a poor first half against City. Then they grew into the game and created chances to score. Their fixtures, that's another positive. Then I thought of the record-breaking number of goals scored in a game week. And I was thinking, what if I spend less on the defense and channel more funds into the attack? So I went even bigger. And this is my current game week 3 team, all-out attack. Transfers out, Egan, Suchek, Aubameyang, Ings. Transfers in, Mitchell, James Rodriguez, KDB, DCL. I'm changing Egan and Suchek to Mitchell and James Rodriguez. Four transfers, -8 hit. I was considering the wildcard, and it's still an option if I see big surprises before deadline. I used the early wildcard last season, and my season took a turn for the worse, so this time I want to wait. That's my experience. It doesn't mean you have to wait. You should be excited if you're on a wildcard, and we can all get big points in different ways. Mitchell had an assist game week 2, and he provides some cover for Zaha. I don't know how long he has before PVA returns, so that's a risk. But I did notice Crystal Palace were knocked out of the League Cup last week. They don't play a game midweek. I'm changing Suchek to James Rodriguez, 12 points, goal and an assist, although he might find less space against James McArthur and James McCarthy. I can give him a few games, and if it doesn't work out, I can always downgrade this position using the extra funds to improve the defense and the bench. Everton rested their star players in last week's League Cup game, so I'm hoping for more of the same on Wednesday. Tottenham's EFL Cup game, that was postponed, which helps, although they do travel in the Europa League later in the week. I'm always checking if my players feature midweek before making transfers. Mitrovic and Bissouma are two other positions to experiment with. I can switch to a 3-5-2 formation if needed. I'm itching to use the wildcard, but for now, I'm making a compromise with transfer hits. To save some time, I'm including my notes on Manchester United. You can pause the video if you'd like. I'll include these notes and other players on the Game Week 3 blog post at upper90studios.com. Don't forget, I always post additional content, including my final team, on the website. A large part of our fear in fantasy is the unknown. Improve the weakest links by confronting what you fear most head on. Get the information and take action. I can't wait to see your comments. It doesn't matter if you had a bad game week or a good one. If you're on a wild card, that's pretty exciting. I can give you my thoughts on the players. And it goes the other way. Your advice on teams and players, they've helped me so much already. I can remember an Aston Villa fan saying, steer instead of Nyland. And Nyland didn't even make the bench game week 2, so thank you. Thank you for all the likes, subscribes, all your positive comments, and I wish you big green arrows game week 3. So that's going to be a wrap for today. Stay tuned for my next video. If you like my music, all my songs are free on the website. See the link in the description. U90 Mini League. Good at FPL? Join U90 Mini League for a chance to win. Be sure to follow at Upper 90 Studios on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, where you get an inside scoop before YouTube. And if you're brand new to the channel, be sure to like and subscribe and turn on your post notifications, because this season is going to be epic. Don't forget to subscribe to our email list and get your free fixture difficulty cheat sheet. Click the fantasy tab at upper90studios.com. Thanks for watching. See you soon.